Hello again and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Scott Fitzsimmons, and we love to get a chance to talk to the wonderful people from Yorkton Crossing here in Yorkton. Great to have with us today Ann Stupak, Community Relations Coordinator. How are you doing on this? We're starting to get warm up here in Yorkton.
That's right. Isn't it great?
It's
finally happening.
Absolutely. It's exciting to see that things are getting that way up. I know that you guys have a great place, and seeing the sunshine really, I'm sure, perks people up.
It certainly does.
Around this
it
time
certainly
of year.
Does. People are moving around a little bit better and certainly loving the sunshine, yes.
Wonderful.
For sure.
Well, I know that Yorkton Crossing is just, it's a wonderful place to be. I got some time to spend touring around the building, seeing what it was all about. First off, for people that don't know, tell us a little bit about what Yorkton Crossing is all about and what it is for people.
Definitely. Yorkton Crossing offers individuals, families, a place to come for either independent living or assisted living, and we also have the memory care area that we have within the building.
Yeah. Well, and that's one of the things that when you start to think about this, you kind of have to plan for this in advance, but sometimes some things, they kind of, you don't necessarily know where to go, what to do, and that's one of the things that I like is you've got different options of not just different options of things that people can have or do, but you've got different ways to be able to take care of people because there's different needs for different people.
Absolutely. As people age and decline in their health, we can address those issues.
Mm-hmm.
Families can come in and we can have them come in perfectly independent.
Yep.
But as time goes on, you know, things do happen. Health does decline, and we can address that with our staff.
Absolutely. Well, I when it comes to it, you see the smiles on people's faces, and you know that they're taken care of, and that's a big deal for people when they're looking for their loved ones to find a place where the needs are met, where you know the comfort is there, because that's important to families.
Absolutely, it's the most important thing of all. Families feel very confident and happy to be able to have their families there, and we certainly welcome anyone that's interested in finding a little bit more about the Yorkton Crossing or coming for a tour. We certainly welcome them to come, give me a phone call, definitely come, and we'll show them the building, we'll show them all aspects of it, and we'll have a sit-down discussion about the needs of the individual and what the future holds for them, and that we can maybe, well, certainly hope that we can address all their needs with our care plan.
For sure. Now, when it comes to that, how can people get a hold of you? If they do have questions, they want to find out more, how do they contact you?
Well, they can contact, of course, always the office is area code 306-782-0005, and they can ask for Ann or they can ask for Jenna Willett, who is our general manager.
Yep.
We're both very happy to answer any questions or to book a tour. Mm-hmm. We can certainly even invite you for lunch. Lunch is always on us, and but we certainly do invite the families to come and explore, see what we have to offer, what it is that we can do for their loved ones.
Well, you talk about food. I know that was one of the first things that I noticed there is you take that very seriously with the food that is prepared there. You've got some incredible staff that prepare some great meals.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we address the nutritional needs of certain individuals, you know, lactose intolerant or gluten-free. Those types of things we try to accommodate, but definitely the food is, yes, for everyone.
Yes.
For everyone, food is very important.
Yeah.
And it's a real social outing, too. Mm-hmm. You know, when they come for lunch or for breakfast at 8 and lunch at 12 and suppers at 5, you know, it's not a very hurried event. It's certainly not fast food. It's all plate service. They get asked what they want and whether they want full portions or half, you know, but at least then, you know, it's a time for them to socialize.
Yeah.
There is no designated seating in the dining room so that they can mingle, go to a different table every night if they wish and get to meet. We have certain people in the crossing that always find if there's a newcomer to the building, she wants to make sure she knows who that person is and all about them. And so it's a real nice time for them to visit and interact and socialize. And it's, even if the conversation is not very lively at this table, the next table is, you know, can be quite, it's wonderful. And our staff are excellent. You know, they look after them really, really well. So,
And I know that, too, like the experience itself, you know, you talk about the food, you know, the dining is, you know, I mean, even just the table setups, you know, the dining room is just a nice, relaxing atmosphere. And I think that's one of the things that makes it a lot easier for them.
That's right. Yeah. The RAs make sure they come down on a timely fashion and get taken back up if they would need to. And it is nice. It's a very, very nice dining room.
Now, you talk about the retirement community. This is when you come to the Alzheimer's and dementia care, this is something that it takes something a little bit different. There's a little more attention that has to be taken to different aspects of it, precautions. What are some of the things that you do that make your memory care important or stand out from others?
The memory care, of course, is a secure neighborhood, and our staff to resident ratio is much less than it is in the gardens. The garden side, which is the more the independent or a little bit less or some assisted living, but the memory care, the staffing ratio is much less, and it's more like very one-on-one. They have lots of activities that are going on in the arbor for the residents. Like Bonnie Rowatinsky, who is our life enrichment coordinator, she always has something going. If it's not exercise, it's music therapy, or there's pet therapy, or there's social dancing going on. We have the square dancers. Yeah. The Yorkton square dancers come on one of the evenings, and they'll just practice in the arbor. But it gives the residents something to watch, and it's really amazing to watch the toes tapping because that music is so familiar to them from their past. Yeah. So it's a really nice facility for the residents. And the suites themselves are a studio suite. So it's not, they're encouraged to always come out and interact and stay engaged with the others and the staff within the arbor. So it's a wonderful facility when you walk in there in the morning and you greet them and they're having breakfast. And it's every day is a different day. So it's a wonderful, wonderful facility for us. Yes. We're very lucky to have it.
For sure. Well, and I know that when it comes to that, some people that are going through it may start to know the needs that are needing to be met. Yeah. But somebody that may be going through this and doesn't have a lot of answers, or maybe they're starting to ask questions, I think it's important for them. What are some of the things that are needs that you offer for that people may not get somewhere else? Because, I mean, you've got the security. I mean, while it's important to have the closed area. Mm-hmm. Why is that?
It's because sometimes with some individuals with dementia, sometimes they're escape seekers. You know, they exit seekers. Mm-hmm. And so this is why we have to make sure that we're always very, very aware of where all individuals are. And so the doors are secure. They are coded so that only the staff will know that, so that we don't have anyone exiting our building without us being aware. And, you know, especially in our colder temps, you know, we've all heard those tragic stories. Yeah. And that is something certainly we're always aware of. But because of the staff and resident ratio, you know, we're very aware of what's going on within the arbor at all times. So that you know, gives us a bit of peace of mind, too.
Definitely. And I think that's when people are having those questions about, you know, how do I take care of my loved one that is dealing with dementia and memory troubles? I mean, obviously, even just calling, you can find out more about what you can offer them in those circumstances.
Right, absolutely. And every case for a person with dementia or Alzheimer's, you know, we do, every case is different. So you have to be aware. We have to know what we're going to be dealing with and the type of individual and the needs of that individual. So our Director of Wellness, Melissa Nicholas, she will look after and have that discussion so that we are prepared and aware and get the programming in place for them to keep them engaged, to keep them socialized, to keep them safe. Yes. And to address all those needs, you know, because as time goes on, It just declines. Yeah.
Well, it's great to have, and those are all comforting things for family members that are dealing with that. Once again, we're talking with Ann Stupak, Community Relations Coordinator with Yorkton Crossing. And again, if people want to find out more, have any questions, how do they do that?
They just give me a call here at the office at area code 306-782-0005. Either ask for myself or Jenna Willette.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to continue talking about some of the things going on at Yorkton Crossing coming up in the near future, and continue talking with Ann right after this on All You Ever Wanted to Know. We're back here on All You Ever Wanted to Know. Scott Fitzsimmons talking with Ann Stupak, Community Relations Coordinator with Yorkton Crossing. And once again, as we were talking about memory care, you do have a dementia support group every second Wednesday of the month at 2 p.m. And tell us about this group, because I think that's it's another aspect, again, that that you can help people in these circumstances.
Absolutely. Linda Wong and her support group, the Dementia Support Group, they meet at the Yorkton Crossing, and they gather. There's quite a few of them that gather on every month, every second Tuesday or Wednesday. And it is, they get together for a couple of hours. And what we've offered to them, too, because of our arbor, we have offered that they can bring their partner, the one that they're caregiving for, to come and spend a couple hours in the arbor, enjoy some of the events and the programs that are happening within the arbor while they have their support meeting. Mm-hmm. And that is, it's just been a blessing for them, because then they know that they're being entertained, they're safe, and that they can then, you know, be a support for each other. Mm-hmm. Just know that what they're going through is very normal, and sometimes you got to find the humor in all of it, because it can be sometimes very frustrating and very taxing on some of the caregivers of a partner that has dementia.
And there's, I think, even understanding people that they're going through it or have gone through it together with you, it makes it easier to maybe realize that you're not alone in this, or that maybe you're doing something right in the circumstances. Because I'm sure, you know, when you don't know, it's hard to be comforted in that.
Yeah, because no one understands it more than someone that's going through it themselves. Yeah. And I think that that's where they gain their strength from, when they come with their partners, bring them to the arbor, and then from there spend a couple hours together. Just keeping up to date with what the Alzheimer's Society has, what any new research, any of the things that are changing, or some of the, you know, help that they can access, and that makes it really good. And that's why we're hosting our dementia workshop, the ABCs of dementia. Mm-hmm. We're going to be having that on February 28th, the Wednesday, starting at 2 o'clock. We have the Abby Wolf, the public awareness coordinator, and Barb Ulmer, dementia helpline coordinator from the Alzheimer's Society, coming to do a presentation on the warning signs of dementia and the services that the Alzheimer's Society does provide for groups like the support group and for ourselves too.
Well, and that's it's great to have. And again, you're in a great place. I know with the dementia support group, caregivers wanting to attend can bring their loved ones.
Absolutely.
Is that open for this as well?
Absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm. And it's open to the public. Anyone that wishes to attend any of our educational programs are more than welcome to come. Mm-hmm. We'll have coffee on after. Nice. There's going to be Q&A for a few minutes after. And it's great for people to just be pre-warned, and you know you can find some of the, get the early diagnosis and improve your ability to live well with dementia. And those are things. I've had an individual came to me this morning and said, you know, he feels that he may be having some memory loss issues because his mother had a memory. And he says, I need to learn as much as I can now to make my future that much better. Yeah. And that was really quite an awareness on his department, or his individual reflection. Mm-hmm. But when you think, you know, every 24 hours, 10 more people develop dementia, that's a scary, scary statistic for Saskatchewan.
And it's not usually the person themselves that that notices it. So like you said,
that's
just
right.
Very aware. And I think even that's why we talk about it. That's why the support group is important.
That's right.
Just to be able able to help us understand in those circumstances. So again, that is, you said there's the dementia support group second Wednesday of every month,
right.
2 p.m. And if people want to, registration is required for the event. Who do they call to register?
For the support group, they can register if they're bringing their loved one. They just need to call the office again at the office number. Mm-hmm. But if they're coming to the dementia workshop, definitely come. It's open to the public.
Okay.
There's no registration required for
Excellent.
That. And that starts at 2 o'clock on the 28th, Wednesday the 28th, and that's at 348 Morrison Drive.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I know you've got other events going on as well in there. I heard about the crib tournament, and that piques my interest because that's love crib.
We have the Saskatchewan Seniors Fitness Association.
Oh, yeah.
We're hosting their crib tournament on Friday, March 16th. Mm-hmm. It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning and goes straight through till 2 o'clock. Yorkton Crossing is going to be providing lunch for the crib players. We will also be hosting the whole event at the building.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone that's membership with the SSFA is $7, and they can purchase that at the tournament.
Nice.
But you need to register with Diane. That's so that she knows how many players we've got coming. And that her number is 306-562-7544. So we have Diane again will be the one taking the registrations for the crib tournament. Yeah. Yeah. That's Friday, March 16th.
Now who's in is that for members of the community only?
Yeah, our residents are going to be participating. The community will be having crib players coming from Langeberg and Churchbridge and Melville, all over the place, because it's the Saskatchewan Seniors.
Oh, seniors. There you go.
Yes. Yeah, so.
See, because my grandmother taught me very well. I'm a pretty good crib player. So.
You might not quite meet that age
not
requirement.
Not quite, but that's awesome. I know. That's great to see people coming from all over the place.
It'll be fun. It'll be good for the residents, too, because we do have some very, very serious crib players at the Yorkton Crossing. So it will be really nice to have them come. And then in the future, in April, we'll be hosting the WIST tournament, but that's to come yet.
Yeah. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, we're going to continue talking once again with Ann Stupak, Community Relations Coordinator with the Yorkton Crossing, and we're going to be back right after this on All You Ever Wanted to Know. We're back here on All You Ever Wanted to Know, once again, talking with Ann Stupak, Community Relations Coordinator with Yorkton Crossing. And again, lots going on. It's always great to hear the different activities coming up. But one of the things that you've got that really is starting to make people take notice is a respite. Tell us about respite, what it is, and what it is that you offer at Yorkton Crossing.
Respite we offer to anyone that's recovering from an illness or surgery that just needs a little bit of time before they go home.
Mm.
There's sometimes what happens with the hospitals, you know, people are feeling better, they're outside of the, you know, don't need the as much medical attention as they would have in the hospital, but they still can't go home to cook and clean for themselves, that they just need a little bit of time. We can offer that at Yorkton Crossing.
Wow.
We have respite suites in both the arbor and on the garden side. So if there are families that are just looking for, or, you know, recovering from a surgery, you know, sometimes you're just not, you're mobile enough, but not quite strong enough to do all the necessary self-care that you normally would do in your own home. So they can come stay with us. It's $95 a day. That's the starting price.
Yeah.
And if they need some extra med management and those, or nursing care, that type of thing, they get the three meals. They get all the recreational and social programs that are provided. The weekly housekeeping is done. Laundry is done for them. There's also the healthcare supervision. The 24-hour emergency response service is also for them there. And medication management and assistance with showering is all provided for them, for anyone that's coming to stay with our respite care. And it's a great option for people that are just not quite ready to be at home for, or they're recovering from an illness. There's been lots of the flu bug going out, and so sometimes, you know, it takes a little bit to bounce back, and this is an option for families. And also, we also offer it for those that are, you know, the caregivers out there that are going away or need to go away, have other commitments, and they've been caregiving for their mother, and now all of a sudden, you know, what are we going to do with mom? She can't be at home by herself without me coming to check on her. This is another option where they can come, stay for 2 weeks. The caregiver gets a break. They're in a nice, almost like what you would call an all-inclusive hotel,
pretty much,
staying with us so that they can, they know that they're taken care of. And if any emergencies arise, we will, we will take care of that. And the caregiver can then, even if it's just a winter holiday, you know that they're going to, mom's going to be taken care of. You can go off and have your holiday and come back refreshed and know that they've had their needs taken care of at while they're at Yorkton Crossing.
I can see so many different reasons why you'd want to utilize this service, you know, because again, like you're talking about coming home from, you know, maybe surgery, from an illness, from some sort of injury. I think coming home, you want to start to get back into your normal sooner than maybe you should. And you want to do more or feel like you can do more. Whereas if you get a chance to spend some time there, maybe you'll let them take care of you there a little bit more. And I think that's important sometimes.
That's absolutely the truth of it, yes. And sometimes, you know, you staying in the hospital may not necessarily be always the best avenue, you know, because there's so much need for people there, but you know, you don't want to get out, you want to get back into your home environment, and this kind of is a stepping stone for them.
Absolutely, it is. Well, that's wonderful to hear. Again, that is a respite care. And again, if people have any questions about respite, about any other aspect of Yorkton Crossing, how can they find out more?
They can always give me a call. My name is Anne, and just call the office, area code 306-782-0005. More than happy to have you come during the weekend, in the evenings, come for a tour. And we can always invite you for lunch or supper.
Wonderful.
We're always open to that. And we can answer any of the questions that people may have. It's just a matter of coming and finding out.
Wonderful. Well, thanks again for being here, Anne. I will vouch for the food there. It was fabulous when I got a chance to be there, too. So, and you can just see it on the faces of the people that live there. They love it, too. So it says a lot about Yorkton Crossing. So thanks again for being here, and thanks again for spending the time with us to talk.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome. Once again, from Yorkton Crossing, Anne Stupak, Community Relations Coordinator, and don't hesitate to give them a call to find out more about any information that you need. That is it for us for today. Coming up next, it is the All Request Lunch. Have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.